Good evening and welcome everyone to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship, so we're in for some wonderful healings. It is March 2nd, 2013. Welcome everyone. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. So tonight's our Lightship Healing Show, so we'll be doing a lot of healings tonight, and maybe got a few questions, I think, from CLS Questions at Yahoo. So
yes.
I'll just back over to you, Ann. And
thank you. Yes, and stay tuned. About halfway through the show, we'll have an actual visit to the Creation Lightship. And if you're new, I hope we have a lot of new people on for the weekend to receive this fabulous healing. Just stay with us, and you're going to feel wonderful transformations and peace tonight. So anyone who has any questions, please send them in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also, there's a lot of information on the website, which is creationlightship.com. And I have one question right now, Ron, from it was a little long, so I'm going to paraphrase from CLS Questions. How can I be sure I was actually abducted? I had sensations of being abducted, but I couldn't quite see a ship or any alien beings. So can you let me know exactly what I need to be sure that I was, in fact, abducted?
Oh, boy. That gets into a whole new can of worms here. Unfortunately, everybody on the planet here is abducted, whether you know it or not. So like I've said before in the past, that there are people out there. When you go to the UFO conferences and things, and you have certain people that maybe have written books about being abducted, and they bring back pictures and drawings of the alien, well, that's just the ones that actually physically see them. But the problem is what you don't see. And people that are seeing them might be maybe one in a million. All the other people who don't see anything, they're also being abducted, but it's with energies and ships that you can't see physically. That's what we talk about a lot, about the flat bottom clouds. They're sending out mind control transmission. So if you're older, you know that when you went to school, or if you can remember back when maybe, in the 60s, 50s and 60s, you're going to realize that back then the clouds are round and puffy. And now they were flat bottom. So what caused that to happen? Well, it's the atmosphere forming around the alien ships. And so they're up there very close to you, giving you mind control transmissions, and probably even doing abductions on people. Are you going to remember what happened to you when you go up on one of those ships that you can't physically see? Probably not. So that's the whole process. What you don't see is going to is where the abductions occur almost all the time. People who do have sightings, will say, or feel like they are a contactee, then they're probably in more communication with them somehow. It's not going to be typically a positive situation because they're taking you against your free will, free choice. And I haven't heard anybody say, yeah, this alien showed up in my bedroom at 2 to 3 in the morning and said, hey, you want to go for a ride on my saucer? And you go, yeah, why not? Normally you wake up and you're terrified. Sometimes your spirit doesn't come back in time and you're paralyzed in bed sitting there. Eyes open and you physically can't move because you're not here yet, and maybe you're out on some adjacent timeline or different timeline, one that you're living on here, and you just haven't brought back your consciousness yet. Maybe your spirit's not here either, but the body's awake, wondering, why can't I move? And that can happen for 2 minutes, sitting in your bed with nothing going on because the programs are not being put back into you. So I guess the question is, if you are abducted, are you going to see the aliens? More than likely not. So that's, I guess, the question. How do you know if you've been abducted? Just have to understand that more than likely you have been. And we'll just kind of leave it at that. Anything else I should talk about, Ann, that I may have missed for most people? Because it's a scary thing, you know. Would rather not be abducted, but when you start seeing what's happening to you about timelines crashing, that's what we do on the programs a lot and on the website, is to take you off of alien self-imposed timeline that they gave you. So they abduct you on a timeline, replicate you out, and many, many other things. And when that happens, then you are on a roller coaster ride to hell. You don't know about it too much here, but you're probably living 500 lives at once. So, but what they can do to us is put an implant. So I'll just go into that. So I'll just continue on, Ann. So here we go. So implants. What are implants? Well, there's people out there, doctors, who and x-ray you, and they go, man, you got a little piece of metal inside of you. Well, that's the ones that are more physical. Like I said, the ones that harm you are the invisible energetic ones. And those we take out of people. So let's just, we'll assume that everybody listening has an implant, okay? So you might be shaking your head, well, I don't know about this here, but you may have one. So what I want you to do now is to maybe focus on some area of your body that maybe causes you pain or stress. Maybe you touch it, it hurts, possibly. Maybe this just occurred to you more recently. Or maybe you got a lump and, you know, you had an x-ray and nothing's there and you wonder what it is. Oh, so maybe you just don't feel right. Remember, I've taken out cameras out of people's eyes before and microphones out of their ears, and they know something's going on, but it's not going to really be detectable in our reality here, because we don't have the sight and the senses to really see that or understand it. So if you do have something that's kind of mysterious, a strange lump or an owie or something, we'll just see if we can take away the implant. If you do have one there, we'll probably get it out. I'm not going to say all your aches and pains will be leaving you, but let's just try this experiment here. This healing, I shouldn't say experiment. You're not really a guinea pig. But here we go. Put your hand there. And I'm seeing that we may have lost audio. I think we have audio still. Anybody out there? What do you get on BBS Fast Chat?
I'm looking at it, Ron. I don't see anyone saying they can't hear us. I think we're okay.
Okay, so...
You are okay.
Oh, we're
Thank
good.
You.
Okay. So let's work with the energy and put your hand on that location that you may have an owie or pain or a headache or something like that. Here we go. So releasing it. One, two. Yeah, these are kind of complicated. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, getting heavier, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, that's feeling better, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so everybody kind of feel your body, and just see if you have any release of maybe trauma. Maybe your body was twitching as it was being released. Maybe you have tingles now. So that's one of the implants that most people have. You have a lot of tracking implants in you. That's why we do the clearance for the alien death barcode to get those off of you. And that's one that should be done for everybody, really, just to get these barcodes of death off of you so that you can live longer. That's tied into your natal chart that you have, your astrological chart, you know, astronomy. And people think they have a life purpose here. And it's good to think that, but in true light, there's no such thing. And here, it's just your genetics running your program. And they create the programs for you to live. That's why you have that information on your natal chart. So we'll just see if anybody is coming on with a better, maybe feeling better. Anything out there on the fast chat, Ann?
Yes. Let's see. Someone said their head hurt, so hopefully that was a good thing, because Ron did say it got a little heavy. And so perhaps that person had something in their head that was removed. And someone else is saying feels odd in my right upper jaw. So hopefully everyone put their hands on a place that was bothering them or potentially might have had an implant, and will now, you know, now be feeling better. I'll just wait and see when it refreshes again if we have more comments. Now, are barcodes and implants the same thing, Ron, or are they slightly different?
Completely different. A barcode is put on you initially when you're first born. That's in your natal chart. That's when they want you out of here. Remember, they keep using your spirit energy continuously until at some point your physical body dies and you get worn out. Remember, your spirit looks like you. It takes on the emotions of your body and pain and everything else and all the traumas. So by the time your physical body dies, your spirit is in pretty bad shape. And the darkness takes you. You go through that wonderful, you know, white-like tunnel that you probably are all aware of, and people talk about with the near-death experiences. And the dark side, which we call the light of the darkness, cleans you off, does the whole life deprogramming, your past life review. And then you pick the worst or the best of the worst parents, and you come back into a body. And now your life path is the body genetics, which is your stored DNA inside of you, cellular memory that is triggering your whole lifetime, and that's why you come back, because they want to have all that pain and trauma visited again from all those lifetimes from the past. And that's your life path. That's in your natal chart. So that's what the way it works. So let's do a clearing here, and let's do one for emotional stuff. So if you have any emotional situations that you can think of during the week here, or even maybe when you were, 5 years of age or something, think of that issue right now. I can take the one away from you.
Can I just interrupt 1 second, Ron? I haven't said this in a while, but it's very helpful to write down the issue that you want Ron to clear. It helps you stay focused and get the right thing cleared. You can't clear everything, but you can pick one issue.
That's good. So what happens is when the issue is cleared, you're not even going to know that you had it. And so that's the way the clearings work. So you can listen to this program and have a clearing and go, well, Ron did something, but I don't know what it was, because that issue that I had is no longer there. So that's the way the light works, takes away your stuff. So if you want to write it down, that's great. And here we go, everybody. Think of that issue. Maybe you have to bring it forth in order to have it released. And you just can't say, gee, I want source energy to take away everything from me, because they don't do that. You know, on the emotional whole lifetime clearing that we have, that's where that's done, but not on these sample programs here that we do in sample shows. So here we go. Think of that emotional situation. Maybe a dog tried to bite you today or something. That would be kind of, a situation you want to get rid of. That would be also a fear clearing, but we'll do the emotional one here. So think of a situation. And I'll just count to 5 to release it here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's gone. And if you like, think of another one. And remember, you have to look at, see how your body's, you know, sensing the clearing or feeling it. If you try to use your mind to say, is it gone? Your mind is a different body. It's not an energetic body like your emotional body. So look at the emotion and see how your body's responding. If you feel like it's gone, if you feel relieved, that's great. So think of another emotional situation. I'll just snap my finger to release it. It's much easier here. So here we go. Ready? It's gone. We'll do one more. Think of another emotional situation. Maybe you were married or something, and, you know, maybe your ex called you today and you got upset. And so now you're about that. Here we go. And releasing that energy, and that one's gone. Think of another one. Maybe, you know, something happened in school when you're younger. Remember, everything is with you right now. You're living all your past in this present moment. So even though you're not at that age something happened, it's still with you. So here we go. Think of another situation, and that one's gone. There. So you should feel a little more relaxed, but we'll take an issue now, and we'll deal with pain. A lot of people have pain in their bodies. So when you have a pain, is the pain yours? And also, is it you living parallel timelines out there? So we won't get into the parallel timelines quite yet, but what we're going to do is take away entities. And entities are ghosts. They're emotional bodies of people who lived on this planet, and they need to have a host. So are you a good host to them? If they're with you, they probably love you. And they may be running their life story through your body, having you do different things that you really don't want to do, but they're in control of you. Remember, your spirit is not as powerful as the emotions. And so even though your spirit may not want to do something, it has to go along for the ride because your force of will is in the emotion arena. So here we go. We'll take away emotional bodies, which are entities that could be causing you a physical pain. Here we go. So think of a pain that you may have right now. I'm going to release that. So I'll release 100 entities. And you may feel your body change. If it jerks each time, that's good. It means that one more left. Another one bit the dust here, we'll say. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 entities gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And do a body check. See if your pain is lessened. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 100. I'll do a few more. There's still some energy there. It feels pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. 150 entities just left you. That could be, came into you mainly because you have pain in an area. So, that move a little bit if you want. See if that pain is still there. And you may feel more relaxed. So now we're going to work with your pain body. Pain body is how you're experiencing pain. So I'm going to release some of the pain out of you if we can. So here we go. I'll just count to 20 to release some pain. So cleaning out the pain body for your particular issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There. So if you're wondering why I count, because I have to command the energy, and counting is one way of doing that. That's to be done in the physical out loud. So let's, otherwise you're in the mental realm. We don't deal with mental stuff here, although everybody has it. Remember, your thoughts, you only have thoughts because humanity basically chose darkness. They wanted to have emotions, and they judged the light, which is thought energy, mind energy. And from that, that's why you have situations occur, because you're using a whole different system opposite to the light. And the light only works in the moment. There's no history of light. There's no thing in the light that's going to tell you what to do, what not to do, because light is free will, free choice. You're living your history or her story of the past, and that past is your body genetics. And the light, there's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as DNA. So I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll see if we have anybody commenting, if they have any lessons gained on the fast chat.
Well, thank you, Ron. Actually, there are a lot of them. It's actually going by so quickly. People have knee pain released, head, chest, and their breathing opened up all the way really back from when you were removing the implants, and then more are coming in now. So, of course, and I can tell you that I feel really, I thought, oh, I better wake myself back up again, because I was feeling so calm and relaxed from the healings that you were doing, and I have to be on my job and keep asking you questions. And I thought, so thank you for doing that, and I know everyone's feeling really well. Someone, after you did the emotional body clearing, someone said, wow, how does that memory get erased so quickly? You mentioned that you won't even remember what your problem was after you clear that. So, and it really holds true for all the healings that you do, Ron. So I was wondering if you could perhaps, always keeping in mind we may have a lot of new people listening, can you explain that people are now connected? I'll say we are connected to source energy through you. So, but maybe you could talk about that a little bit, Ron, why these healings are done instantly.
You see, your spirit doesn't have it. Your spirit is source energy. You're a part of source energy, and your spirit doesn't live outside of the now, which means that it cannot hang on to anything of any type of emotions. It doesn't live in emotions. So when the clearing takes place, automatically, or emotions that you're hanging on to that, or physical pain or whatever, is released. So there's no record of it because, of course, there's no records. So that's just what you have to realize. If you are a metaphysical person and you kind of, you know, read lots of books and you think that the Akashic Records is of light, no, it's not. It's just strictly information that the aliens have channeled here of what has went on because the light doesn't have any records. If the light had records, it had a way to look at stored past of you and gave you DNA, etc., would be darkness. As the only nice thing about the true light is that it doesn't hang on to anything. It only is in the now. Once you realize that, then you go, wow, I've been kind of lied to my whole life. So that's the reason why the energy is gone, because that area of you that was in darkness, that event, that situation, with a memory, with a storyline, it's gone. Light doesn't have a storyline. Everything is perfect in the light. Even though you may have pain, that's still kind of what you wanted to draw upon here in darkness. But in true light, there's no such thing as that. So it's bringing your spirit back into its own integrity as you take away the energy out of you, as source energy does that, and then that also takes away the energy out of your spirit. So now you're dealing with source energy in that location where before it was of darkness, bringing you pain and anxiety and traumas and everything else. So that's kind of the way it works. So, yeah, as you have clearings, you know, you're not going to be able to remember what happened to you in the past because you should not be able to do that. You may have a long history of other events happening, but the one that we cleared is gone. It won't come back to you because it's no longer there. There's no record. There's nothing in your DNA to remember it. So you could, well, I won't say 100%. You could very possibly, if you really look at it and try to bring it back, I'm sure that your free will could bring it back to you if you want to do more suffering. But the most people, you know, have the premise, you know, been there, done that, walk away, Renee, I feel better now. But there are people out there who may want to actually try to reinvestigate it, reinvent the wheel, and bring it back into their life. But I don't think that would be very many people. So let's see here. We're getting close to going to the light ship here. I'm going to do a clearing for traumas, if you have any traumas in your life. So think of a trauma that you had in the past. Remember, the darkness works in the past, has a history. You're living the history of your ancestors. All their thoughts and judgments are in you right now, and which ones have come to the surface for you to experience? That's the way it is. That's your life path. That's in your horoscope, your natal chart. So here we go. Enforce that because you know about it in the newspaper, so it must be real. Here we go. So let's to think of a feeling that you may have had, and release the feeling. There we go. And I want you to think of a fear, and think of a fear, okay, releasing that. And another fear that you may have had, releasing that. And another fear, releasing that. And another fear, releasing that. I think one of the main things that people have as far as fears is, let's just say that got into your car one day and you're in a really big hurry and you banged your head getting into your car. Well, sure enough, you'd do it over again because history repeats itself. But now when you get into your car after banging your head maybe about five times, you're sort of like, maybe open your car door and you look at the part that banged your head, a piece of metal up there or whatever, and now you have fear of that, so you slowly bend down and, you know, correct yourself. And that's kind of a good thing, not to bang your head, but that fear now is with you. So right away you're building up energy for that fear, and it could boomerang on you in the future where you have a really big problem, because now you know that that fear is, in a sense, helping you, but it's still blocked energy. So let's take away another fear, and maybe you fell over on your knees or something, you know, everybody's done that. And maybe you rode a bike and you fell off the bike and hurt yourself, you know. So think of that particular time when you had maybe fear of doing something, and that fear could paralyze you and you're not moving forward in your life because of it. So here we go, releasing that fear that you have. That one's gone. And look at another time, similar situation, and that's gone. Now we're going to do a trauma release. If along with fear, you have traumas. So maybe you stun yourself up and you had to go to the doctor to get stitches or something, and that's another trauma. They all kind of like blend together a little bit. So here's a trauma. So think of your trauma that you had, and there we go. That's released. Think of another trauma, that's released, and another trauma, and that's released. Hey, so we could go on for a long time here doing these little samples, but I think it's time to probably go to the light ship unless somebody is on the fast chat asking a question. So back to you, and we'll just see what's coming up there.
Okay. We're getting a lot of comments, just mostly people feeling good. And, enjoying the healing. So I don't see, someone's asking about a healing. The timeline crashes. Can all the boxes be checked at once? And I think yes. Don't they come on all at the same time? I think the answer to that is yes. And I just thought, and I'm excited about going to the light ship, and it's a very wonderful, peaceful time, and I hope that if there's anyone on this listening tonight that sees things there, as I do not, I would love those comments when we come back from the light ship. But I was wondering, Ron, if you think it would be a good idea to do a quick sample of the mental body clearing in case, again, I always try to keep in mind new people that might be saying, what's going on, you know, and just to kind of calm their mental bodies down.
Okay, yeah, that could be the 2,000 year of darkness that was put on you to the barcode that you don't understand here. So let's do a mental clearing, and that I should have done to begin with. So here we go, the mental clearing to help you out so that you can actually feel a little better and not get caught up in all of your thoughts of what's going on. So here we go, one, taking away what's bothering you now, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. So some people might be wondering what's going on, what's happening, and the way to look at it is your faith brought you into this condition to where you are. And your faith is your ancestors' faith. So what's the faith of your ancestors? Well, maybe it's your faith. Changing the word slightly. And so you're running life of your ancestors in this lifetime, all of their thoughts, all their judgments, and that's what's going to put you into your grave, because they were not thinking of source energy when they had these thoughts. Wants and desires kind of brought them to where they are, who are, and if you notice that they're all dead. Why are all your ancestors dead? Well, why do you only live to maybe be 80 years of age? Well, it's the thoughts that's contaminating you. So you can kind of get a clue of what's going on here. And those thoughts are judgments, which boil down into emotions, and the emotions will kill you. So that's kind of the way it works. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. This is Source Energy. We go there typically every Saturday night. I think we did it, we didn't go last Saturday, but this time we will. But for all the other programs that go there, if you're listening to an archive, you'll feel peace energy. Remember, source energy is strictly peace. That's all that it is. We're coming now, and it brings you peace. And we're going to go into different rooms on the light ship. And if you're a seer, you will more than likely see the room, typically, not always, but typically about a second or so before I actually see it myself. So I will give you what I'm seeing on the light ship, and that's the way it works. So you're going to be in healing rooms and request your healing. Remember, the light needs to know what your condition is. So request one healing up here. We'll probably go on to
the physical healing, right, Ron? Excuse me.
Oh, healing. Yeah, you don't want to ask for growth. They don't even know what that is. You don't want to ask for you get your mental clarity fixed. No, but this is physical body healing only. So here we go. So if you have any animals, pets, or flower, tree, garden, plants, you can close up too. You just need to connect to them. Here we go, going up. So one, I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy shift. And everything around you is going to feel like it's not hooked up to you, connected. There's no energetic cordings to anything. You're just going to feel like you're in your own little bubble. So here we go, going up. One, two, three, four, and five. And right now we're in the room that we call the orientation room. I don't always bring this up, but you're being talked with by the light beams. You're choosing your doctor teams to work with you. And they're telling you what's going on. This happens out of time because the light doesn't live in time. And but we're in time here, so you could be out of time for an hour of our end time, and it may only feel like a couple seconds here. So here we go. Go to the first room now, and we'll go into the room that has the hot tubs first. This is for detoxing yourself here. And the hot tubs have, right now I'm seeing different colors. I'm seeing gold and silver and pink. There's other colors too, but you're in the hot tubs. You may have your body temperature change slightly. Want to be cooled off if you're really hot where you are, which being in the wintertime, it may not be possible, but who knows, you can ask to have your temperature lower slightly. We'll feel that. If you're cold, maybe cold feet or something, then you can ask to be warmed up, and that will happen too. So here we go. We're going into the hot tubs, and this is for body detox. And now we're going to go to another room. This is where you want to request your particular healing or problem that you're dealing with your body. And we're going to go into where the large trees are. These sort of look like, for myself, they look like big redwood trees. But they could be other trees, too, that's there, but they're very, very tall. So here we go. This is the tree room, and request healing. You might even smell the tree energies coming into your room. You might actually smell like bark around you. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're going to be with this room or in this area here throughout being on the light ship. Okay, we'll go to another location. And we'll go into the room that has the very large flowers. These are large ones to me. When I see them, they're probably 6 to 10 foot flowers. A lot of them are yellow. I like the yellow colors, but there could be pink ones too. And a healing from the flowers. Remember, these are conscious beings. The reason why we bring forth energies like this to you is because these energies need to have a conduit. So the light beings pick what's on this planet here, which are familiar to you, to do the healings with. So here we go. Here comes the flower energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next room I'm going to go into is where the little penguins are. And they're in the water, and there's three penguins coming to you. So request your healing. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we'll go into a room that has the deers. And a lot of people like little deers, so we'll bring in the little fawns if you like. Or you could have the larger deers with big antlers. It's up to you, but a lot of people like the fawns. So here they come. Oh, a little newborn. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, request your healing. Go into the room that has the unicorns, and these normally are white in color. There are other ones that are different colors, but I'm seeing the white ones, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And next room we're going to go into are the rooms. We have flowers. Not sure. We have bees. We'll go into the bumblebee room. This is where you can ride on them. Kind of remember how it used to be with Disneyland, with Dumbo. I don't know if they still have that there or not. Or decades. But anyway, here comes the bumblebees. And their fur is very soft and fuzzy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go to a room that has dragonflies. They're very pretty. And these are large ones also. They come stronger. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one other room here. We're going to go into the room that has some birds. And you might see some eagles, maybe hawks or something. I'd rather see the eagles myself. The true light beings don't eat anything, so you don't have to worry about a hawk looking for prey or anything. But we'll look for the eagles. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into a couple more rooms. And we're going to see one room that has the rainforest. This is one of my favorite rooms that I like. A lot of things are there, so a lot of life forms. So here we go. Going into this room, request your healing again. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, today's the 2nd. March the 2nd. We got to go to the food court. So, buddy out there who has a birthday in this month, night's your night. So we're going to go to the food court. This is where the light beings that do eat, you know, eat food. And we also have other rooms where they get energized. But basically, it depends what kind of life form they have. But we're going to the food court now where you're going to be seeing other light beings, different life forms that are created from light that are there. And this is our birthday night. So if you have a birthday in March, this will be where we sing happy birthday to you. The light beings will do that. They'll bring forth a little light being choir. And so we're going up to the food court now. And naturally, I myself like the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle and the nuts and all the little good toppings on it. And as well the size of a pencil eraser. So as you get your magnifying glass out, you can look at it. It looks like a big plate, and you're going to go, wow, that's great. So we can get seconds and thirds if you like. And so you're going to put it underneath your tongue right now, and you're all doing that. And you may find your mouth watering, saliva's coming out more, and it's because you're eating this live right now on the light ship. It may energize you. This is not it's not going to harm you, because it's full of nutrients, even though we're talking about maybe cake and ice cream or something like that. So it's all nutritious for you. It gives you what you need right now. So I'm going to go for seconds here. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you want to go into the room, in fact, we'll have the light beam sing happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, everybody who's in March. Singing happy birthday, might feel the energy go through your body now up there as you're having all these wonderful harmonics go through you. And we'll go visit the room that has the gold plate that the light beam just touched to get energized. So we're going to go to this room now and putting your hands on these plates. I see it like a little phone booth. And your hands are on the plates now and it's reading your energetic system of your body. Going into another little location and putting your hands on matching plates. And right now, you're being energized by what you need right now, this moment. That's all the light knows, is what's happening right now in the present moment, in the now. And you're getting what you need right now. Okay? So let's go into another room. And this room here is where they have the rainbow energies. So here we go. Rainbow energy is going to come into you to help heal you. That's now so stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'm seeing the large amethyst crystal shield, so we're going to that room here. So here we go. And there's also clear quartz if you want to experience that too, just request that. And we'll go into the amethyst one that I'm seeing. So here we go. And each one of these little crystals are conscious light beings, and they can do some healing work on you. So you're levitating right now. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So your body getting more energized here. And bring in some more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more room. We'll go into the room that you were created in. This is where your spirit was created in. You have your own special room. And we're going there now. The door is opening up. And across the way from you, you can see the beautiful white light of your total spirit. This is you and your twin flame as one. And I'll count to five as spirit walks into you. This is what I call kind of like love comes walking in, although love is an emotion, but it seems to work. So here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now you're being re-energized with your spirit without any contamination. And we'll just kind of hold this space for a little bit for everybody. It's a very precious room to go into. I'm going to hold the space. And here we go. More energy is coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So everybody, we'll start to come back from the light ship. So you're going back into the orientation room where the light beings are talking with you. You can ask whatever questions you want there, and you'll have the answers that you would like to have, or what they're telling you anyway. And you can keep asking if you want, because you're out of time. But right now we're in time, and our show has a little timekeeper on it here. So we'll come back. So here we go. Our animals and pets are joining us now. And they're coming back down with you. And I'll do it slow to actually feel yourself come back into this reality here. So I'll count from 5 to 1. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're back here, and I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. A nice long visit to the light ship. And apparently we have a lot of people who do see things when we go to the light ship. And because the fast chat moved so quickly, I tried to make some notes as we were up there so that I could share it with people. Now, someone said they saw the white light around them. That was right away. Someone else saw dancing lights around them. Someone saw gold and silver energies in a bubbling water. Someone smelled the trees and said they smell sweeter than the trees here on Earth. Someone else had a fawn come up to them with a cute little nose and kind of nuzzle them. Someone said, these flowers are looking at me and seem to recognize me. Someone said, wow, the unicorns are real. And someone else said, the huge bumblebees. So we had a lot of feedback from my request that if you see things, to please share. And thank you all for doing that. And I'm sorry if I missed some of the comments, but I was scribbling them down as fast as I could, considering I was also on the light ship and kind of blissed out. But perhaps you could talk about, I don't know if the person who said, how is it possible the flowers could recognize me, that person might be new to Creation Lightship. Maybe you could comment on that, Ron?
They're conscious, and they're conscious beings, so they, you know, that's very possible. I want to go back and go to the dolphins. So we haven't done that, and I like seeing the dolphins. So let's go back up to the lightship. Here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're there. Now we're in the pool of water with the dolphins. There's three of them. And for those of you who are kind of tactile and can actually feel energies, you're going to put your hands out in front of you, palms facing forward. And the dolphins are there. There's one dolphin in front of you looking at you. And you can move your hand slowly, and you can actually feel the texture of the dolphin skin. So this is very nice. If you find the hair on your arm standing up or something, you know that you're feeling something. So just kind of feel it and kind of caress its energy body. That's what you're kind of feeling down here. But on the light ship, you're actually touching the skin of the dolphin because they are conscious, real beings. So that's what I like. We'll also go into a room with the whales, so we'll see some whales too. So go see the black whales. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's the black whales. And each one has a little slightly different flavor of energy, we'll say. And you're going to feel slightly different and request your healing right now. I'll go into one more room, come back again. So I'm going to go into the room that has the koala bears. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the energy coming to you. I'll use the word stronger to increase these three energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room, then we'll come back. We'll go to the room that Mother Mary's in. Here we go. You might smell roses coming into your room, possibly. That happens a lot with people. Can't guarantee it, but we'll see what happens. So here's Mother Mary's energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll increase it some more for you. So stronger, stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And that energy will be with you for a little bit. Until the show ends. So we're going to come back from the light ship, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're down. And let's see here. Let's we talk about our call tomorrow. It's an 8-hour call, and we do this for 3 Sundays. I'll be back in New York this month, so I have to it'll be a little split between the Sundays. But the first one starting this coming tomorrow, in fact. And the date for tomorrow is the 3rd of March, and we'll be doing the next Sunday on the 10th, skipping a week and doing one on the 24th. So here we go, everybody. We're going to bring in some energy here so you can actually feel what it's like to get one of the alien critters out of you. This is what we do during the 8-hour calls. We'll take out the octopus energies. These normally wrap around your neck, wrap around your internal organs. They like the rib cage a lot, and also your lungs. So let's try to take this away from you. First tentacle is released, second released, third released, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And now we'll get rid of the body coming out of you. There we go. And I'll count to 5 to release the body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now they give you poisons in the body, so we'll get rid of the poisons quickly here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get out what we can for you. Then they have waste products, naturally, because they live in you. And here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they have dead carcasses. Remember, the aliens have wars inside of your body. Alien wars. Not all aliens like each other. So here we go. And then, or they might just die of old age, but who's going to take them out? You wonder why you get older and you're kind of flabby looking and stuff. You're probably full of toxins. So here we go, dead carcasses, so releasing them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So, there we go. Back to you, Ann. I'll wrap the show up because we got a couple minutes here.
Okay, well, we have many, many statements of gratitude to you for tonight's show and the wonderful trip to the light ship, and people are feeling a lot of healing. Someone said that they were feeling very sick, and they're feeling better now. So we're happy to hear that, of course. And more comments of people seeing things on the lightship. Someone was feeling the slickness of the dolphins, and someone saw penguins. And thank you again, everyone, for sharing all of that. And this has been a fabulous healing call. And someone commented, we did this for 4 hours today, because today was 4 hours on the lightship where Ron also charged water for everyone for the week, so you could have up to a gallon of water for every day. And he'll do that again next week if you missed it. And Ron already talked about tomorrow's 8-hour call, but I recommend that highly, because that is also 8 hours of healing on the lightship. And, there's nothing to compare to it. This is your only way to connect to Source and to be more in your body and have your power back. So I don't know what else we need. I think we're wrapping things up. I'm just going to look one more time. Just a lot of thank yous on. But someone's yawning. Hopefully that means they're going to go to bed soon. Someone's lungs are feeling better. Someone said earlier their spine was cleared, and someone says their back is tingling. So I think we had a wonderful, wonderful show tonight, Ron. On behalf of everyone, I thank you.
Okay, so tomorrow is 8 o'clock in the morning, California time.
No, it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock California time.
It would kill me.
And 1 o'clock, right, 1 o'clock Eastern time.
1 o'clock Eastern. So we'll see you, everybody. Thank you for coming. And I'll leave the light being up energized for the next hour. If you want to put it up on your monitor screen. It just brings in peace energy. Source energy is peace. So you might find that your whole room is changed. I'll just bring up the light being on the monitor screen and deactivated straight up on the hour, a little bit over an hour from now. So thank you, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow on the call. Blessings. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everybody.
Bye.